Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm out to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I would.
Appreciate you coming out to fuck with him in the building. I see y'all out there, man. I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes in the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep it out.
Heads up, eyes open, the fist clear. Face and we get some of this shit. This should be the chairman checking in. Now when I say cold of the sea, we talking about the path of clubs. Not trying to party clubs, that is. I would never violate the cold of the sea. Would never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now of course, I can never say that I never will go broke. Because sad to say that we ain't never had this shit roll. Well, I can never say how it's gonna go. One thing for sure, two things for certain. They know to shut up motherfuckers like us. They gonna have to kill us, close up in the casket. Read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains.
Never be sad, I would, I like a hoe. Never been drunk, I'll never let it slide. Never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever. No, get on my level, hoe. Or go get a shovel, hoe. It's never in question for my manhood, I get down. I'll never switch, never stick, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I'll never squat to take a piss, who's the bitch now?
I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit over business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And that would be perfect and pushing this shit to the motherfucking living. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger with a pistol without no hesitation. I will cast a cover to my last breath, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 in Chicago on December the 4th. Never, never, never.
I never ran, I never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I done ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man, ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all want to listen. I will never put profit over politics, press with nor our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down a legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never, never, never. I am a Panther cub by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, by wherever enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch. For we'll never, never, never have it. Never, 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 never.
Never gon' turn cold, my nigga. I can never trade. I never cross my homies out. That ain't how I'm made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto where I slung and rapped it every day. Never knew no other way. This ain't gon' never change. Never gon' bite my tongue. Fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself. I swore to God I'd stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down. Do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying. That's the same, dawg. Get your motherfucking money. That's the thing, dawg. Too many homies die young. Feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 24th, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy of Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected. Never, never.
Rage, 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 rage.
cause your style's baloney, but I rock no filler. Ain't a girl in Sierra putting rappers on ice and lock the bodies in the chiller. The way I bust it up, I Chuck Nasty style like throw up, blow up, then go nuts like a lady ninja killer. I throw you deep beneath the surface. It's the rage from Paige, I heat it up like a furnace. My steel got smoke, check the gamma ray from the She-Hulk. Stomping through your territory, new rap female category winner. And your style gets played out like the spinners. Not a soprano, an alto, the rage is a tenor. My voice is just right, I bust hypodermic to you in the mind's eye. Making you hip-hop junkies wanna fly like eagles. My style sharp as cathedral steeples. Showing and proving even a lady can be beagle. So breaker, you best keep on trucking. And roll over that chicken shit to plucking. You're stuckin', stupid, you doofus. I'm rhyming so hard, I'm knocking out your toothin'. A teacher, believe this shit, but head just get played out like beavers. Receive it, it's yours, lyrical murder, but still rocking on.
Rock on, rock on. The lady you raised, lyrical murderer, the baddest lyricist.
Now I'm a explosive vocalist, make you real just to focus. No hocus pocus, no bogus, I'm the dopest. Lyrically the locust, where it's so copacetic. I see through your synthetics with my telekinetics. I mean my telepathic from this mouth of madness. Rose, one of the baddest in existence. My existence is prevalent. Hesitant not, you'll get dropped. I'm rhyming so hard, I see you knocking outside. Cause I slam like collision from your vision to me. If you can't touch it, not even a smidgen to me. Your pigeon shit to me, so drop it, drop it.
Damn,
yeah,
hit this shit,
take a puff, then I blow out like Moby. Running lyrics quicker than Toby. What's my name? Yeah, you know me. Rage, lyrical murderer. What's my name? Yeah, yeah. Rage, lyrical murderer. Yeah, you know me. So if you wanna see me, turn on your headlights. I make you run red lights, trying to catch it. Slam into the radio and the wreckage. Towed away, blowed away, cut down, mowed away, curled up like Olay Ray. So let me straighten it out, cause I'm a thriller, motherfucking MC cold killer. When I cock back, you better drop that. Yo, hop back, I rocked at the dawn. Yes, I still rock on.
Rock on, rock on. The lady you raised, lyrical murderer, the baddest lyricist born. Rock on, rock on. The lady you raised, lyrical murderer, the baddest lyricist
born. Now when it comes to the hippest and hip-hop, I make the lips drop, knees knock, buckle and shake their hooves and make the wrong move. Get dusted, busted, whack MCs who can't cut the mustard. I stick it to you like voodoo, so who do you think you're fooling? Not Rick, but fooling. Ha, you couldn't hang with the new. You what? Your boots will get caught. You what? Look up in the sky. Why? And fly, robin, fly, giving you whatever suits. You got the size 8 Timberlands to boot ya. Oops, upside your head. Ayo, I'm seeing red like a bull. Baby, I got the pull of a knot. Fox me because I'm foxy like Brown. Break it down now. What? From the end to the start, lyrical murderer, pump spearing hearts. I'm tearing parts to pieces like Reese's. I freaks it, speak it in tongues. Put you on like Benita Applebaum. You can't see me, you're blind to the fact that I'm on deck. Swinging on the wax, striking them out like that. Hats off, blast off. Watch me rock it, sock it to ya. Whatever it takes to do ya. Done, done. Top gun. It's the lady of rage, still rated number one, motherfucker.
Yeah.
that blasphemy, man.
Keep out those fuck that blasphemy.
You know what pops told me. My family tree consists of drug dealers, thugs, and killers. Struggling, known to hustle, screaming, fuck they feelings. I got advice from my father, all he told me was this: nigga, get off your ass if you plan to be rich. There's 10 rules to the game, but I'll share what you do. No, niggas gon' hate you for whatever you do. Now rule one, get your cash on M.O.B. That's money over bitches cause they breed envy. Now rule two, it's a hard one, watch for phonies. Keep your enemies close, nigga, watch your homies. It seemed a little unimportant when he told me I smiled. Picture jewels being handed to an innocent child. I never knew in my lifetime I lived by these rules. Initiated as an outlaw, studying rules. Now papa ain't around, so I gotta recall. I'll come to grips with being written on my enemy's walls. Promise if I have a seat, I'ma guide him right. Dear Lord, don't let me die tonight. I got words for my comrades, listen and learn. Ain't nothing free, give back what you earned. No doubt, getting high in the motherfucker blessing. Please, this third life will be the death of me. Come on, yeah. And I remember what my papa told me. Remember what my pa told me. Blasphemy.
Look what them are still in the name of the Lord. Them are still no
flying. And I remember what my papa told me.
In the name of the Lord, they win while the
we probably in hell already. Our dumb ass is not knowing. Everybody kissing ass to go to heaven ain't going. Put my soul on it. I'm fighting devil niggas daily. Plus the media be crucifying brother Savannah. Tell me I ain't God's son. Nigga, mama virgin. We got a dick that had to lead a bird. Back in the ghetto doing wild shit. Looking at the sun don't pay. Criminal mind all the time. Wait for judgment day. They say Moses split the Red Sea. I split the blunt and roll the fat when I'm dead. Babylon beware. Coming for the Pharaoh's skin. Retaliation making legends off the shit we did. Still bullshitting niggas in Jerusalem waiting for signs. God coming, she's just taking her time. Living by the now while the water flows. I'm contemplating the plot, wonder where the thought of gold. Brothers getting shot, coming back, resurrected. Is this that raw shit, nigga, check it. Can I remember what my papa told me? Remember what my papa told me? Blasphemy.
Not for them, I'm still in the name of the Lord. Them, I'm still no fly, hold them, I'm still in the flow.
The preacher want me buried, why? I know he a liar. Have you ever seen a crackhead? That's eternal fire. Why you got these kids mind thinking that they evil? Why the preacher be a wicked? You say honor God, people should we cry when the poor die? My request, we should cry if they cry when we bury Malcolm X. Mama, tell me, am I wrong? Is God just another cop waiting to be my ass if I don't go pop? Memories of a past time, giving up cash to the leaders, knowing damn well they ain't gon' feed us. In my brain, how can you explain common beasts? It's hard enough to live now, in these times of grief. They say Jesus is a kind man, but you can understand times in this crime land. My third nation, do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Try to find a way to make it out the game. I leave this and hope God can see my heart is pure. If heaven is just another door, I leave this here. I leave this and hope God see my heart is pure. If heaven is just another door, and my people say,
not for them, I'm still in the name of the Lord. Them, I tell no flying,
I hold
them,
I put in a cloud.
You sing the name of the Lord in vain. While the people in the ghetto, them feel no pain. Not for them, I'm still in the name of the Lord. Them, I tell no flying, but hold them, I put in a cloud. You sing the name of the Lord in vain. While the people in the ghetto, feel no pain. Not for them, I'm still in the name of the Lord. Them, I tell no flying, but hold them, I put in a cloud. You sing the name of the Lord in vain. While the people in the ghetto, feel no pain. Not for them, I'm still in the name of the Lord. Them, I tell no flying, hold them, I put in a cloud. You sing the name of the Lord in vain. While the people in the ghetto, feel no pain.
Looking for these better days. Better days. Hey, better days. Got me thinking about better days. Better days, better days, better days. Hey, better days. I'm thinking about better days. Time to question our lifestyle, look how we live. Smoking weed like it ain't no thing. So even kids wanna try now, then lie down and get ran through. Nobody watches them clocking the evil man do. Days with the demons addicted to hearing victims screaming. Guess we was evil since birth, product of cursed semen. Cause even our birth cursed days of going thug in the first place, the worst way. I love to see the block and peak with no more dealers and crooked cops, the only way to stop the beat. And only we can change, it's up to us to clean up the street, today ain't the same. Too many murders, too many funerals and too many tears. Just seen another brother buried, plus I knew him for years. That's by his family, but what could I say? Keep your head up and try to keep the faith and pray for better days. Better day, better day. Hey, better day. Thinking about better days. Better day, better day, better day. Hey, better day. Got me thinking about better days. Thinking back as an adolescent, who would've guessed that in my future years I'd be stressing to say the ghetto sick and corrupt. Plus my PO won't let me hang with the brothers I grew up with, trying to keep my head up and stay strong. All my homies slanging yayo all day long, but they wrong, so I'm solo and so broke. Saving up for some Jordans, cause they dope. I got a girl and I love her, but she broke too. And so am I can't take her to the place she wanna go to. So we argue and play fight all day and night, making passionate love to the daylight. Plus we about to get evicted, can't pay the rent. Guess it's time to see who really is your friend. Tell me you're pregnant and I'm amazed. So many blessings while we stressing, looking for the better day. Better day, better day, better day. Hey, thinking about better days. Better day, better day, better day. Hey, better day. Got me thinking about better days. Now me and you was real cool. Hell on them square fools. Since back in high school, we was true, me and you. Hardly part of them separated, we stayed faded. Affiliated with gangbangers and still made it. Up in the gym, mess with me, gotta mess with him. Still dressing like grown men when rolling. Out in the dark, smoking Newports, game in Mark. Got a place in my heart, homie, stay smart. Locked you up in the pen and gave you 3 to 10. I send you letters with Netflix of old friends. Hoping you well, I know it's hell doing time in the cell. You need mail when you in jail. And me, I'm doing cool. Settled down, had a family, working in night school. Every once in a while I reminisce and wonder how we ever came to this. I miss the better day. Better day, better day. Hey, thinking about better days. Better day, better day, better day. Hey, better day. Got me thinking about better days. Send this one out to all the homeboys down to that Clinton lockdown, Rikers Island, all them dudes I was locked up with. E-Block, F-Block, Lower H, NIC and Rikers Island, downstate, all the people I met along the way. Better days is coming, homeboys. Yeah.
Better days, looking for the better days. Hey. We'll be right back. keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my
things like the Comedy Manifesto, this and that. This is for the streets, this is the Ghetto Manifesto. So let this be heard. Pull your partner, grab your girl, leave nothing behind. But this is a universal call through geographical lines. Stones, D's, Crips and Bloods, bangers and ballers, hustlers and thugs. From the ghettos, the barrios, the strips and sets, from the packed prisons and back to the projects. From the crews and Compton to the hoods in Harlem, once politicized, what can stop them? Throughout the north and the south, the east and the west, cats in the colleges, and don't forget the roughnecks. Let the soldiers in Seattle stand and shout to the Mississippi movers way down south, to the cores of the caves and the souls in the hole, to the dedicated diehards held on death row. From the OGs to the peewees, from the beginners to the vets, this is a call to the wild, so let this be heard. From the city dwellers and back to the burbs, brothers and bosses and sisters in D.C., to the mean Magnolias in New Orleans, the captains in Colorado, to the fighters in Folsom, to the brothers in Brittany battling across the ocean, from Angola to Atlanta, potential warrior tribes. And this shit so intense it transcends those lines. Sleeping giants who can't afford to rest, descending the slaves who shouldn't forget. Deep down in Detroit in the guts of Gary, get wise to the guys, your adversaries. Now I'm still with you, soldiers standing strong in the field, through the hard times, the lockdowns, the rest of the deal. Send a signal to the Supermax to be sending my love. From Sayyik and Pelican Bay to back to towns of Gov. From the boot camps and juvies and the women in jail. I feel your pain, I know it's hard when you're living in hell. From the veins of Virginia and alleyways, to the riders in Richmond, redirect that rage. Legends of Lucasville, let me know if you're listening. Let them know in Rikers Island about this type of resistance. Own up, all bullshit aside. Gotta get it together for the stakes are high. As a matter of fact, word to the warriors of Wichita, wave the clinch fence. From San Antonio to Sacramento, let them feel this shit. From the boogie down Bronx to the forces in Philly, to the cats in Cleveland, to the Windy City. Leave my tie to my essays in East LA. Bring the sounds of the Browns and the spirit of Chase. Let the spirit of the Panthers once again be redeemed. Bring the Ueys and the Huds once again to the scene. They say we're facing extinction, but I refuse to lose them. Yeah, you should tell it to the hoods and the hearts of Houston. For those who missed this message, wake them up and let them know. It's past time they realize there's no more gangs in the ghetto.
Here's the fast open, the fifth place. Y'all know what it is, y'all know what it is. It's this champion, friend, happy to me, band and soul. Who we be? B-O-C-C, B-P-P-C. Be the great grandchildren of the Garvey, the offspring of Malcolm, and the girls of Panther. Black Panther Party, girls, that is. Long live the legacy of the Black Panther Party, protected, respected, and never, never neglected.
Sometimes, oftentimes, and at times. Sometimes. I say that with all the shit that the cubs gotta deal with.
chalked up cases and smiling faces and aging provocateurs. Prison tours, lack of a community space, in other words, a motherfucking base. Distinguishing from simple mistakes of that which is being orchestrated by the states.
We are all. We are all.
Saints and slander to questionable motherfuckers just popping up randomly to false flagging ass Panthers. Sometimes, oftentimes, at times. COINTELPRO and Negroes. Prices being placed in our heads by motherfuckers with a whole bunch of money and nothing more would make theirs and those that they work for a day. Stupid shit to opportunists and revisionists. Being financially fucked up to being tired of this battle. But still covering the expressions of the
we don't want love
and with our black apple hats and cups.
We get hands, we get paws.
Sometimes, oftentimes, and at times. You know, sometimes when I ride, deep down inside, in my heart as well as in my mind, while keeping confidence within the cubs and the community of life, and maintaining the historical Panther pride, I say, shit, the Sons of Anarchy ain't even had to deal with the shit that the cubs had to cope with. Sometimes. Oftentimes and at times. Good love. Sometimes.
Community love. We love the people because we love the people.
Breathe, I can't drink, man. These motherfuckers trying to get rid of me.
Shout out to the Davis family, yo.
See me. You've had enough that in Chirac with these motherfuckers putting me in lid and laying down Laquan McDonald, a whole bunch of more motherfuckers face down on the ground. 16 shots, most of which the pigs put in his back. Headed to the same entity that they used to get rid of me in New Orleans, August 29, 2005, with something so beautiful as water when it exploded. After them levees was blown, and left an aftermath, for lack of better terms, a state sanctioned bloodbath. With a bunch of bandit builders and red X's on the door. Dirty water, blood, stench, shit, and piss. And a ton of black golden bodies floating. Now, fast forward to the fact, these murder motherfuckers with the same sword they used before, like a double-edged sword. Whether it be locking me up, laying me down, or drowning me out. This is shit in which we, I need to hip y'all here too. What these pigs been doing and did all over the world, but right now since I got y'all attention, I'm speaking in particular that of Flint, Michigan. Governor Rick Snyder and a whole bunch of more American gangsters and laced more lead in the water to knock out a whole bunch of motherfucking horses, boys, and buffaloes. You see, I can't drink it. It's embarrassing to be dividing up 12 bottles of water to two households, and it's degrading watching your baby's hair fall out before she's even get 4 years old. And it's demeaning seeing grown men scratching their motherfucking backs attempting to relieve rashes that the lead laced ass water left intact. Now I want you to imagine being forced to drink water more orange than Tang and Gatorade, even sipping more shit that's more deadlier than going up against the motherfucking U.S. Army Brigade. I see 10, 20, 30 years from motherfucking now, in which I doubt if I'll even be around. You'll still be seeing and not believing the after effects from my baby's bodies and brains to an entire community converted to cadavers and real deal episodes of The Walking Dead. I can't drink this shit.
We understand that Mickey White, Dennis Morrell, and Nathaniel Jr. and Huey P. Newton, people like Bobby Seale and people like Bobby Hutton and people like Elvis Cleaver, all these people either dead, either in exile running, or they're even in jail. And a lot of people understanding this, we lose a little faith in the Vanguard, not understanding what we're talking about. A lot of people run up to you in a minute and say, why if all these people are being taken, why haven't you shot it out? Why haven't you killed some pigs? Well, what did we say? That if you kill a few, you get a little satisfaction. But you kill some more, and you get some more satisfaction. But when you can kill them all, you get complete satisfaction. That's why we have a move, because we have to organize the people. We have to educate the people. We have to arm the people. And we have to teach them the revolutionary political power. And when the people understand all that, won't be killing no few, getting no little satisfaction. Won't be killing no more and getting some more satisfaction. It'll be killing them all and getting complete satisfaction. So what should we do if we're the vanguard? What is it right to do? Is it right for the leadership of a struggle to go faster than the followers of that struggle can go? No. We're not going to be dealing with no commandism, nor will we be dealing with tailism. We say that just as fast as the people can possibly go, that's just as fast as we can take it. And while we take it, we're going to be down there amidst the people in the valley. So that in the valley, we know that we can learn and understand their lifestyle. We understand the people out here and all this bullshit out here. You can make a city yourself on the mountaintop. Do we matter consider yourself on the mountaintop? I may even someday consider myself on the mountaintop. May have had already. But I know that even though in the valley, there are people like Dennis, and there are people like Nate, and there are people like Mickey White, and people like Huey P. Newton, and people like Bobby Seale, and even in the valley, the lower valley, and people like Bobby Hutton, people like Aaron Cleveland. We know that these are dangerous times. We know that when you go down to the valley, you've got to make a commitment. A lot of us think the revolution is bullshit, but it's not. A lot of us think that when you get involved in the revolution, you can talk your way out of things, but that's not true. If you think I'm lying, ask Bobby Hutton. Ask Elvis Cleveland, Huey P. Newton, and Mickey White, and Dennis and Nate. Ask these people, it's not a game. And if you're going to involve yourself in the revolutionary struggle, then you've got to be serious. You've got to know what you're doing. You've got to already have practiced some type of theory. That's why we ask the people to follow the leadership of the Vanguard Party. Because we're always theorizing, we're always practicing, we're always making mistakes, but we're always convicted, and we're always getting better, and we're always leading, and we're always saying every day that no matter what anybody else says, that I am a revolutionary, and you've got to be able to come to grips with that fact that some of you are not revolutionaries. That the difference between the people and the Vanguard is very important. You've got to understand that as soon as you follow the Vanguard, you've got to understand that you're the people. And the people follow the Vanguard. And you've got to understand that the Black Panther Party is the Vanguard. And if you're going to be about being the people, you're going to be about understanding that the Vanguard leads the people to social revolution. After the social revolution, the Vanguard Party threw out its educational program, and that educational program is so overwhelming that it has educated the people to the point where they can run things themselves. That's what you call educating the people, arming the people, organizing the people, and putting them in revolutionary political power. That means people's power. That means the people's revolution. And if you're not about being involved in the people's revolution, then you've got to do something. If you want it, you've got to support a people's revolution. And I claim today that no matter what this thing says, and I think Pierre will admit it, that even if all those criticisms were valid, and they could print 8 articles like that, the 8 magazines, they could print 80 or 800 or 8 million, that they can print all the articles they want to, but I know a study that they couldn't print 1 article on. If you ask them to write down a list of all the other groups in this country that could be considered a further stage of advancement, at a further stage of advancement, as a Vanguard Party, their list would not even entail one name. Because no matter what anybody says, no matter what anybody does, they haven't did it yet. The Vanguard Party, the Black Panther Party, is the furthest developed Vanguard Party in the world today for oppressed people, and that's the truth. You can say some things are wrong about it, but I'm telling you, it's the best deal. You might be able to put some on paper, goddammit, that flies faster than a plane. But I say, until it is proven, until you put that motherfucking practice, you be a fool trying to fly on paper. You better get on the goddamn plane, because it's already been proven. And I'm saying that you better get on the Black Panther Party. If you can't get on, goddammit, you better get behind. If you can't get behind, goddammit, you better get behind somebody else behind, so you at least be able to follow indirectly. We're not asking you to go out and ask no pig to leave us alone. None of the pigs with us, none of the people write articles, we know we're doing something. Because a lot of people, a lot of groups walk around, you couldn't write articles about it. I know some revolutionary groups of these niggas running around, some of these same PLM, talking about them and talking bullshit about them, they couldn't even find them to criticize. They were so far on the ground, what were they doing? Organizing groundhogs, educating groundhogs, arming groundhogs, and teaching groundhogs revolutionary political power. I stand to be the first group to come above town, goddammit, where the people can follow you and say, motherfucker, I didn't need you. You can sue me. If I make a mistake, motherfucker, It's better than not even being at all, because when I make that mistake, I made it for the people. I correct it for the people.
That they're exploiting us, we'll be able to run them into the lake. That's why they want to get rid of us. And it's just, it's sort of like a primary thing with me. I'm the first move that they'll make. I'm a part of the organization. It'll be the first organization they'll move on, because I happen to be a part of organization, the Black Panther Party. That is the only organization, in fact, that has came out and stood up loud and clear and said that we don't care what anybody says, whether they have guns or not, and badges or 18 uniforms. If whenever they step outside the bounds of legality into the bounds of illegality, then we'll blow their brains out if they're bothering the people.
Right.
And what makes them mad about that? They're constantly bothering the people. Anybody that's out there for the protection of the people happens to be in direct conflict with them. What makes them mad about it? What makes them mad about it is that they have black people and white poor people and red poor people and Puerto Rican poor people and Latin American Puerto Rican people of poor people of all descent. They had them caught up in their movements based on racism when the Black Panther Party stood up and said that we don't care what anybody says. We don't think you fight fire with fire best. We think you fight fire with water best. We're going to fight racism, not with racism, but we're going to fight with solidarity. We said we're not going to fight capitalism with black capitalism, but we're going to fight it with socialism. We stood up and said we're not going to fight reactionary pigs and reactionary state attorneys like this and reactionary state attorneys like Hanrahan with any other reactions on our part. We're going to fight their reactions with all of us people to get together and have an international proletarian revolution.
Right on.
And that's saying all power to the people.
Right on.
That's saying that no matter what color you are, there's only two classes. And that's saying there's a class over here and there's a class over there. And the reason that this class over here has never did anything to get this class off its back, because this is lower, this is upper. This is the oppressed, this is the oppressor. This is the exploited, this is the exploiter.
about destruction, tax deduction.
City inspectors, bill collectors,
population out of hand.
Suicide, too many bills, hip is moving to the hills. People all over the world are shouting in the war.
And the band played on.
Liberty and the pursuit of happiness. The conditions prevail in the nation, and the assumption on which its foundation were built was such that they ensured that the United States would come to its maturity under circumstances which mean that for a substantial proportion of citizens, life is nothing more than a living dead. Liberty is nothing more than a prison of poverty, and the only happiness we enjoy is laughing to keep from crying. We find evidence for majority freedom and minority oppression in the fact that even while the early settlers were proclaiming their freedom, they were deliberately and systematically depriving Africans of their freedom. These basic contradictions were further aggravated by acts which implicitly admitted that the majority was wrong, but unwilling to do right. Thus, when the Declaration of Independence was drafted, the Founding Fathers struck all mentions of the slave trade. Thus, when the United States Constitution was drafted, the Founding Fathers considered the slaves as equivalent to 3/5 of a man. Thus, when the slaves were emancipated, the descendants of the Founding Fathers compromised that freedom to gain further territory. These compromises were so basic to the thinking of the forebears that legal attempts to correct the contradiction through constitutional amendments and civil rights laws have produced no change in our conditions, and we are still a people without equal protection and due process of the law. We recognize then that the oppressive acts of the United States government, when contrasted with the testaments of freedom, carries forward a basic contradiction found in all the legal documents upon which this government is based. Generation after generation of the majority group have been born, they have worked, and they have seen the fruits of their labor in the life, liberty, and happiness of their children and grandchildren. Generation after generation of black people in America have been born, they have worked, and they have seen the fruits of their labors in the life, liberty, and happiness of the children and grandchildren of the oppressor. While their own descendants wallow in the mire of poverty and deprivation, holding only to the hope of change in the future. The hope has sustained us for many years and has led us to suffer the administration of a corrupt government. At the dawn of the 20th century, this hope led us to formulate a civil rights movement in the belief that the government would eventually fulfill its promise to black people. We did not recognize, however, that any attempts to complete the promise of the 18th century revolution in the framework of a 20th century government, economy, and society was doomed to failure. The descendants of that small company of original settlers of this land are not among the common people of today. They have become a small ruling class in control of a worldwide economic system. The Constitution set up by their ancestors to serve the people no longer serves the people. For the people have changed. The people of the 18th century have become the ruling circle of the 20th century. And the people of the 20th century are the descendants of the slaves and the dispossessed of the 18th century. The Constitution set up to serve the people of the 18th century now serves the ruling circle of the 20th century. And the people of today stand wanting for a foundation for their own life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. The Civil Rights Movement has not produced this foundation, and it cannot produce this foundation because of the nature of the United States society and economy. The version of the Civil Rights Movement, the vision of the Civil Rights Movement is to achieve goals which have been altered by 200 years of change. Thus, the Civil Rights Movement and similar movements have produced no foundation for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. They have produced humiliating programs of welfare and unemployment compensation. Programs with sufficient form to deceive the people, but with insufficient substance to change the fundamental distribution of power and resources in this country. Moreover, while the movements attempt to get minorities into the system, we note that the government continues this pattern of practice which contradicts its democratic rhetoric. We recognize now that we see history repeating itself, but on an international as well as a national scale. The relentless drive to profit led this nation to colonize, oppress, and exploit its minorities. This profit drive took this nation from democratic capitalism and underdevelopment to bureaucratic capitalism and overdevelopment. Now we see that the small ruling circle continues its profit drive by oppressing and exploiting the people of the world. Throughout the world, the proletariat is crushed so that the profits of the American industry can continue to flow. Throughout the world, the freedom struggle of oppressed people are opposed by this government because they are a threat to the bureaucratic capitalism of the United States of America. We gather here to let it be known at home and abroad that a nation conceived in liberty and dedicated to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness has in its maturity become an imperialistic power dedicated to death, oppression, and the pursuit of profit. We will not be deceived by so many of our fellow men. We will not be blinded by small changes in form which lack any change in substance of the imperialist expansion. Our suffering has been too long. Our sacrifices have been too great. And our human dignity is too strong for us to be prudent any longer. The Black Panther Party calls for freedom and power to determine our destiny. The Black Panther Party calls for full employment for all our people. The Black Panther Party calls for an end to the capitalistic exploitation of our community. The Black Panther Party calls for decent housing for all people. The Black Panther Party calls for an educational system that will tell us the true facts about this decadent society. The Black Panther Party calls for exemption from the military service. The Black Panther Party calls for an end to police brutality. The Black Panther Party calls for freedom for all political prisoners and prisoners of war. The Black Panther Party calls for trials by members of our peer when we're brought to the court and justice. The Black Panther Party calls for a United Nations plebiscite to determine the will of black people as to their national destiny. Black people and oppressed people in general have lost faith in leaders of America, in the government of America, and the very structure of the American government, that is the Constitution, its legal foundation. This loss of faith is based upon the overwhelming evidence that this government will not live according to the Constitution because the Constitution is not designed for its people. For this reason, we assemble a constitutional convention to consider rational and positive alternatives. Alternatives which will place the emphasis on the common man. Alternatives which will bring about a new economic system in which the rewards as well as the work will be equally shared by all people. A socialist framework. Alternatives which will guarantee that within the socialist framework, all groups will be adequately represented in decision-making and administration which affect their lives. Alternatives which would guarantee that all men will obtain their full manhood rights, that they will be able to live, be free, and seek out those goals which will give them respect and dignity while permitting the same privileges for every other man, regardless of his condition or status. The sacredness of man and of the human spirit requires that human dignity and integrity ought to always be respected by every other man. We will sell for nothing less, or at this point in history, anything less is but a living debt. It is a fact that we will get change. We will transform the society. It is up to the oppressor to decide whether this will be a peaceful thing or... We will use whatever means that is effective, regardless of the consequence, because it is our conclusion and our principle that a slave who dies a natural death will not balance two dead flies on the scales of eternity. We will have our manhood, even if we have to level the face of the earth. And in a step together. So I would like to say that we are one tonight. Let us be one in the future. Power to all of the people.
Fred, where does the Black Panther Party stand concerning the Weathermen, the SDS?
We stand way back from the SDS and the Weathermen because we believe that the Weathermen action, there's two actions. There's REM 2 and Weathermen. We think they call them both national action. We think that REM 2 is national action and Weathermen is national reaction, you know. We think it is anarchistic, opportunistic, individualistic, it's chauvinistic, it's custeristic, and that's the bad part about it. It's custeristic in that its leaders take people into situations where the people can be massacred, and they call that revolution. And it's nothing but child's play, it's folly, and it's criminal because people can be hurt. We say that they're doing exactly what the pigs want them to do. When they take people down and just do nothing, play around, and the pigs are prepared for this, and they'll wipe all of those young people out. We think these people may be sincere, but they're misguided, they're muddle heads, and they're scatterbrains. The only way we can show them is to criticize them like we're doing right now, and then leave from here and go to the federal bill and have a demonstration that's to educate, a demonstration that is disciplined and organized, you know. And that's what we're going to have to do, and let them see the example.
Tell me why you feel the approach of the SDS weatherman is wrong.
I feel it is wrong, just as I said before.
No, don't tell me just you said before. That's why I asked you again. Just answer straight, okay. Just in case we use this part.
You feel that is
wrong. Let me ask you again. Why do you feel that the approach of the SDS weatherman is the wrong approach?
I feel that is wrong because it's pig action. They're doing exactly what the pigs want them to do. They're leading people into a situation where it's an astronomical situation, too great for the people to deal with. It's a situation where you got a bunch of mechanical pigs with 357 magnums and shotguns and mechanical mace and all that type of thing. And then they're talking about they're going to carry on a revolutionary struggle. That's not revolution. It's insanity. It's madness. It's nostalgia. And it's a massacre. That's a potential massacre. That's what it is. And we don't support that because we say all power to the people. All the power is manifested in the people. We don't have any people whom lives we believe that should be thrown away.
Has the Weatherman SDS tried to get you to go on their side? Have you met with them and what happened?
We met with the Weatherman faction of SDS several times. We've had ideological struggles and we have ideological differences. So what we did was we had the other faction of SDS that agreed with the Black Panther Party called for an alternate action, a way of discipline, action not to provoke pigs, an action not to talk about setting up confrontations with the pigs because the people are not ready for confrontations. These confrontations that they have are premature. They're politically premature and they're wrong because they commit people in a situation which they're not anywhere prepared for.
Well, why do you think the Weatherman SDS tried to link the Black Panther Party to its movement?
I don't know if it was actually the Weatherman of SDS. I'd have to say that it was the establishment press that is nothing but a tool of Warden Nixon's machine. We call him Warden Nixon because the whole world is a penitentiary, and he's just the warden of the whole world. And you see, these people are just an arm that he uses for fascist oppression, you know. And I think today, these fascist news media might have did that.
Now, briefly, how would you sum up what the Weatherman SDS is trying to do and what you think of what they're trying to do?
I said that basically they believe that white people need to learn how to struggle, that they believe that these white workers need to learn how to struggle through confrontations. I have to say that basically I believe that this is incorrect. I believe that white workers have been struggling. They're some of the most violent people in the world. I believe that what they need is they need a redirection in their ideology and in their politics. They need to know who to struggle against. The workers need to start to begin to learn that their job is to struggle against the bosses. And until they do this, then struggle is incorrect. It's like no struggle at all. We say that if you don't struggle correctly, you shouldn't struggle. But you should struggle. We said dare to struggle and you dare to win. Dare not to struggle and you don't deserve to win. But we have to struggle properly.
What about the special approach of Weatherman, which seems to be violence?
Well, you see, I don't think it's really violence, you know what I mean? I think it's just a lot of folly. It's a lot of child's play. I think that to have violence, you've got to be able to cope with violence, you know what I mean? And that's what the Black Panther, see, the Black Panther Party, a lot of people say we're violent. We're a self-defense organization that believes that the people should be educated what's going on. Yes, we do defend our offices and we do defend our homes. This is a constitutional right. Everybody has it. Nothing funny about that. The only reason they get mad at the Black Panther Party when they do it is for the simple reason that we're political. And they don't want to admit this. There are a lot of young organizations around, but we are a political organization. We're an organization that understands that politics is nothing but war without bloodshed and war is nothing but politics with bloodshed. That it's just like you stretch something and it goes, you can stretch things, they're going to be in another thing. If you stretch politics so long, it'll be war. And that's where we're at.
Well, then why do you feel it's so important for the Black Panther Party to disavow any real link with the Weatherman SDS?
I think it's important because there are a lot of people that watch the Black Panther Party for example. They observe us and participate with us. And if we can be connected up with this, then it would be very unadvantageous to the people and it would be very unadvantageous to the struggle in that people that claim to be revolutionary would be going down roads that they think might be revolution, but in fact they're not roads of revolution. They'll be going east when their intentions are going west. And also it's important because Chairman Bobby Seale is in town and he's being tried by this fascist judge Adolf Hitler Hoffman, you know, and he's being tried without a lawyer. And we've got to bring all of the attention and focus on this trial that we possibly can so that people can understand that these people are more capable of building gas chambers than Hitler ever was capable of building gas chambers. And we're going to have to get together. We're going to have to have some anti-gas chamber marches and some anti-fascism marches and some anti-Hitler Hoffman marches and some anti-Mussolini Attorney General Mitchell marches and some anti-Daley and some anti-Hammerhead Hammerhead marches. These are the things we're going to have to do. The people need to be educated. If they're educated, we can resist and we can stop this fascism.
All right, thanks for giving
okay,
us a shot. Okay,
good.
Okay.
Good.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right.
That's too hot, Bill. Hot? No, Howard.
Fred, the Weatherman branch of the SDS seems to be giving the impression that the Black Panther Party is with them.
No, the Black Panther Party is not with the Weatherman. Let me explain very clearly that we believe that action like that is action of insanity. It's not a revolution even. You see, going out in the streets and getting people shot and killed and maimed, that's insanity. It's chauvinistic and it's custeristic. And when we say custeristic, we mean it's a type of action on the part of a leadership that would lead people into the same thing that Custer led them in. We believe that all action around that the Weatherman faction is going to turn out to be the Little Bighorn. And we're not getting involved in any Little Bighorns.
I'm the deputy chairman of the state of Illinois Black Panther Party, Fred Hampton. And a lot of people don't understand the Black Panther Party's relationship with white mother country radicals. A lot of people don't even understand that word that Elvis uses a lot. But what we're saying is that there are white people in the mother country that are for the same type of things that we are for, stimulating revolution in the mother country. And we said that we'll work with anybody and form coalition with anybody that has revolution on their mind. We're not a racist organization because we understand that racism is an excuse used for capitalism. And we know that racism is a byproduct of capitalism. Everything would be all right if everything was put back in the hands of the people. And we're going to have to put it back in the hands of the people. Everybody in the state of Illinois is going to have to be involved or even around the revolution, because we're going to have one. We're going to have to do more than talk. We're going to have to do more than listen. We're going to even have to do more than learn. We're going to have to start practicing, and that's very hard. We got to start learning, and you learn through practice. We got to start making mistakes, and you learn through making mistakes. We got to start getting out there with the people. And a lot of times we think we're better than the people. That's an insult, and that's criminal. Think you're better than the people. But we got to get together and learn where it's at. It's going to take a lot of hard work. Education for children is something else. You ought to dig on it. Every sister in this audience ought to get themselves together and come on down and help us with that Breakfast for Children program. Y'all ought to come down and help feed them children in the morning. We have Breakfast for Children because we teach the people through practice, through observation and participation, that people can be fed free. That's the people thing. Socialism is the people. You're afraid of yourself. If you're afraid of socialism, you're afraid of yourself. We know they have our pictures. We know they're looking for us. We know they want us. But we're still saying that even though we could be in a sense, as far as this system goes, on the mountaintop, we in the Black Panther Party, because of our dedication and understanding what's in the valley, knowing that the people in the valley, knowing that we originally came from the valley, knowing that our flag is the same flag as the people in the valley, knowing that our enemy is on the mountaintop, our friends are in the valley, we say even though it's nice to be on the mountaintop, we're going back to the valley. I've been offered every day. I'd be in the streets propagandizing every day. I'd be working with everybody every day. I'd be preaching that solidarity is the thing. The end of a complete wipeout of imperialism is the thing. So if you're going to be thinking about me, that's what Bobby would be teaching. If you're going to be thinking about us, all we say is ain't no thing about going nowhere, getting killed. All we want to know is that you're doing what we'd be doing if we were here. And you've got to do that. You can't do it unless you believe that you can do it. In the spirit of liberation, we understand that they want everybody in the party in jail. And we know that if we try to figure out and separate and divide who should go and who shouldn't go, we spend more time doing that, working for the people. So the quick solution, the speedy one, nobody goes. We all stay right here.
With the people.
Because we love the people. Okay, you can put your hands down now. We say all power to all people. We say white power to white people. Brown power to brown people. Yellow power to yellow people. Black power to black people. X power to those that we left out. We say Panther power to the Vanguard Party. When you leave here saying the last word. Now, before you go to bed tonight, say, I am a revolutionary. Make that the last word. In case you don't wake up, then somebody might believe it and you might, end up in what they call a revolutionary happy hunting ground. Say that. I am a revolutionary. Say it when you're going out. Okay, we're going to say it while we're going out. Hey, we're going to start a thing called Free Fred. Don't that sound nice? Hey, let's do that. Free Fred.
Free Fred.
Free Fred.
Free Fred.
Hey, I ain't even in jail yet.
Live and direct, Mr. Kim.
This mic ain't working. We're going to make it work, though. You know what I'm saying? It's a cold prop. Here's up, eyes open, and fist clenched. Y'all know who this is. Now we do this shit. Let's get locked and loaded for another episode of Free 'Em All Radio. In spirit of making history, taking history, and taping history, y'all. June 7, 2023. Let me first premise with self-critical for those who got the late notice. And, regards to, we're going to be kicking off an hour late. We've been moving and grooving out there in our office, and that being the streets, y'all. And there's a lot happening. Things are moving a million miles a minute. But there's a couple of PSAs, people service announcements, I would just like to get off. Definitely get ready for the upcoming annual Father's Day, which will be convening initially at the assassination site, with Chairman Fred and Officer Lamar Clark were assassinated, then going to the wall, Madison, California. Stop at the Hampton House, we hit the road, y'all, down to the grave site where Chairman Fred is buried at, going down that peace and love, right, get you right, black, get your quartet right. So I hope you're feeling better, man, or you went through a rough car accident. And, you know, you've been on our minds and hearts, man, you know what I'm saying? And I know it's an upcoming date in regards to your son. We're with you, brother, you know what I'm saying? You're our sister. I love and respect, you know, our man, in the spirit of tag team resistance, you know. So, you know, y'all know how we get out, man, the whole team, man. Love and respect, man. Right on, free them all. Right on, my sister, revolutionary love, right back, get you, right back, get you, no doubt about it, y'all. We got Sadie in the building. Hello, yes, indeed. Respect, I see y'all tapping in with us on Instagram. Let people know, those who don't know, we're coming in a little late, but we are here. So, again, that's June 17th, we'll be leaving. We'll be, you know what I'm saying, the Cub and Community Caravan will be rolling on out, going up to the grave site. Same grave site in which law enforcement annually, like clockwork, they shoot up down in Hainesville, Louisiana. Hope our forces from Mississippi and some other forces meet us down there. We're looking forward to it, y'all. Definitely just about keep on putting out that building up for the August 30th Chairman Fred Streets Party, the annual Chairman Fred Streets Party, August 30th. Support. Y'all can get go to Cash App, dollar, make sure you repost this, Cash App, dollar sign, Save the Hampton House. Cash App, dollar sign, Save the Hampton House. I'm on PayPal, Chairman Fred Jr. at gmail.com via PayPal, Chairman Fred Jr. At PayPal. You know what I'm saying? Whatever support you can. All my sisters can't call me. Okay, sister, we call you right. Okay, I'm doing it. We're on air. Call the radio. So tune in right now, Chairman Fred Jr. on Facebook or Chairman Fred on YouTube. Right on. Tune in. Right on. Now, I know I got to start over because I ain't get my. I know y'all can't hear me. I'm going to click back in because Instagram, they can't hear me. The Instagram, this is, did they click back in? Okay. Cause we lose the Instagram when people call in on the phone, we lose our Instagram audience. So we're back on Instagram. So y'all come on back in with us on Instagram. Hold on, Brother David Boxter, hold on with that announcement. Let me make sure Instagram, when I put it on, when I re-announce that, then make sure our entire list of audience is tapping in with us. Okay, one second. Y'all come on in for a minute. Legend is on right here. My brother, David Boxdale, son of the legendary David Boxdale. Out of curiosity, is this the same? Is this the annual march that we did on City Fifth? Was that July 22nd? And let us know exactly where we're going to be at. It's July 22nd. Put that on y'all calendars also, y'all. And let us know where we're going to be at. David Boxdale. Let us know where we're going to be at. I think this is the same. The march we did last year, I was honored and humbled to be there. We had some powerful DNA on deck. I'm going to say some powerful DNA on deck. Brother David Boxdale himself was there. And, okay, right on. That's what it is. Matter of fact, come on in. We say Cub on in with us, y'all. Real talk. All right, my sister, see you in the building. McCollum, Monet, y'all look for this. I don't know if I'm letting the cat out the bag. Well, no, I think it's public information as well. another project she's working on. And we're going to keep y'all in tune with that. We're going to get home. We're going to get on the studio with us one day soon. And I want to say something particular about that. It's not even a project entirely about Chairman Fred and the Black Panther Party, but there's a reference to Chairman Fred. And she had the respect. And reach out and check. Let me talk to you, Touchdown. You know, so we make reference to him. I want to make sure, you know, so we, you know, we politically correct, has rep, you know what I'm saying? We reached out to, you know, another member that was in the Black Panther Party, and she reached out to us. And I've had people take it for, it's a, they may not mean any harm. A lot of times, you know what I'm saying, you can cross over certain, you know, like political sacrilege, you know what I'm saying? But I'm shocked to sit down and make sure y'all keep in tune with the projects he's doing in general, as well as this other project in particular she's talking to. She's going to be coming out real soon. And we want, if I want to get on the studio, 929-477-3785, press 1 to call in. With my brother, okay, right on, Chairman Fred. I'm tapped in, yes, indeed. I can, no doubt about it. Gail Jones, trustee, no doubt about plans this summer. Let's do it. Love and respect to you, brother. You know what I'm saying? I mean, in addition to, even Hampton House initially being there, when it was not a popular subject, you know what I'm saying, you coming out, touching down with us face-to-face, love, respect, so, you know, let me know. Let's follow up, my brother. This is Nick Jackson. Continued Covenant Community Condolences. You've been taking a few hits lately. Well, we say we take a... Okay, free monster, comrade.
We have a call in queue. Minister
Don't
Thomas
forgive y'all
on the line.
No commercials for nobody. I'm trying to cover this. Welcome, call. Nick Dawson, we take some hits. People's pain reflects. Welcome, call up to Free 'Em All Radio. Welcome, call. Angel Dixon, Free 'Em All, my sister. Love, respect.
Free 'Em All, Minister Pump.
Yes, Free 'Em All. Thank you very much, Chairman Fred Hampton, Jr. We love you.
Free them all.
Yes, sir. For us all. All power to God. All power to the people. And free them all now and forever. We're going to keep on pushing on. We got Father's Day coming up in Chicago. We got the Harold Washington Peace Parade. Yes, sir. It is going to be... The Harold Washington Peace Parade, which is a car caravan.
Yes, I believe it.
It's going to be at the Oakwood Cemetery. But we are leaving from Washington Park Field House at 1 o'clock. And that's behind the Field House, though, at 1 o'clock.
Washington Park Field House, 55th and King Drive,
yeah,
correct? 55th and King Drive?
5531 South King Drive at 1 o'clock.
5531
King
Drive. What's that date again, Minister Plump?
That's our Washington Park Field House. In the rear.
The parking lot.
That's where we're going to kick it off from.
On Father's Day?
Yes, sir. Right here in Chicago. It's dedicated to help stop the violence, the robbing, stealing, and the killing, and the looting in Chicago, and all of the negative things. We're going to go with the positive people, and we just thank God for you being who you are and being a part of the foundation in a way that we can continue to celebrate and honor all of our pioneers, you know, which what we do is honor all the brothers and sisters too, Chairman Fred Hampton, the Black Panther Party forever, and also Captain Mark Clark forever and ever. So, you know, we just want to show and demonstrate unity in the community.
Okay, right on. Okay, threw me off for a minute.
Yeah.
Let me say this.
Let me just share this for more information. Brothers and sisters can get in touch with me, Minister Plump.
Mayor Harold Washington, the first... First black mayor of the city of Chicago. It was a U.S. congressman prior to being the mayor of Chicago, and many people, including myself, I subscribe to believe they took them out. You know what I'm saying? And you know, in fact, it's there's a saying inside the prisons when the guard prison guards bring you a tray, a food tray that you haven't seen. They would say, "Be careful, it might be a Harold Washington tray." So that, you know what I'm saying? And so the Minister Plump is letting us know about the commemoration. There'll be the march, June 18th, 1 o'clock, 5531 South King Drive.
Yes, sir. You know, no doubt.
I'll be down in Haynesville, Louisiana.
Yes, sir. Well, we'll be here in Chicago on home front, all thousands of people. Free them all. We'll be showing our unity in the community all over Chicago, America, and the world. All power to the people. Free them all.
All power to you. Free them all.
Yeah, people can reach me at 312-833-0475. That's 312-833-0475.
833.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
047 what? 047 what?
0475. Thank you so much.
Got it. Right on. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
We love you. Thank you.
Free them all. We love you. Keep up the good work.
Free them all.
Free them all. Thank you.
God bless you. Respect you as well. You as well. I know we call us 929-477-3785 and press 1. Topics to this on the hot we're addressing. One, this is brought to my attention the day before yesterday. I wasn't familiar with this, you know what I'm saying? Maybe someone in our audience may be hip to this. And what is referred to as West Humboldt Park. And I know sometimes people like in my age range, when you hit Humboldt Park, like Chicago, the history of segregation, there were certain areas that, you know, that we would identify that as like the Puerto Rican, the Puerto Rican community. However, due to gentrification, aka the land grab, ward redistricting, there are certain areas now even discussion in regards to immigrants, the migrants, you know what I'm saying? That also is a different dynamic. It's a different Chicago now. And this is what they refer to as West Humboldt Park. This area was on 5100 West Chicago Avenue, which I think is around Cicero. And to my knowledge, it's still the black community over there. There was reports of a mid 50-year-old white man with a bunker on top of a roof with a swastika. I don't know what type of weapon they say, he had a torch or some sort of weaponry up there, and like an encampment was living up on top of the roof. He, you know what I'm saying, threats and blasts the mayor, the president mayor of Chicago, Mayor Brandon Johnson's mother, and was up front against swastika. And this was a no break, like no national news. And the question of race is it's something that in many areas you can be kind of vague or ambiguous about, but in Chicago, it's not the case here. Even in Alabama and other places, but we get nothing to the likes of Chicago. And for this not to be like a real, like, hot topic of, you know, saying flash and pushing to be discussed, I mean, it says a lot, because I just heard about this 2 days ago in regards to this, you know, saying, and they say he's supposed to commit suicide. 50-something-year-old white man on our flyer, that's the top flyer, I believe it's the top flyer. And, you know what I'm saying, they say it was documented, the threats in regards to Mayor Johnson and the other, I think, black officials and black people in general, but was like an actual encampment on this, on 5100 West Chicago Avenue, again, I think it's around Cicero, and to my knowledge, you know what I'm saying, things are moving a million miles a minute. So I can't recall his names, you know what I'm saying, but that's something we should be familiar with. And this ties into even the other subject matter. Can't recall the sister in Florida, who was murdered by a white lady. I even had a narrative to try to put like some ongoing feud, and it harkens back to so many situations. But I think about the case in Iowa, where we had the family on, and that's the shot. Even the Trayvon Martin with Zimmerman. Everything's political, and with certain sentiments, like an atmosphere, aura, where it's a message sent directly, indirectly, covertly, and overtly to the merchants, the police, the media, you know what I'm saying, do it with the black community, you know what I'm saying, I'm saying black people in particular, it's other black people, to say, you can treat black people like, you know, like the Rodney Dangerfields of all races, in other words, no respect. And he goes, it's connected to this case of this sister who was murdered in Florida, as was the case of South Carolina. But the young brother who was shot by the Asian merchant in South Carolina. And ironically, this is a song by Tupac, Better Days. We talked about your sister, Tasha Harlan, who was murdered, who was murdered, you know what I'm saying, by the Asian merchant. And this is a dynamic, again, that even impact, like, you know what I'm saying, even since the other black people, you know, so you can do as you will, you know what I'm saying, if you want to do it black people. So these are three, across the board, expressing the sentiments and the trickle-down impact of how we, you know what I'm saying, whether it be the media, what have you, you know what I'm saying. I just pulled over also a couple of days ago what we refer to as one of the sundown towns. That's Forest Park, Illinois. Sundown town, you know, this place where it was pretty much understood that black people were supposed to go past there at a certain period. And ironically, I just come from viewing a movie. I tried to do a civilian thing with two couple of youngsters. And I kind of hold away from being around, you know, like people say, Chan, why don't you just be like you're just a civilian, you know, regular life. Yeah, I mean, I reminded Tupac, you know what I'm saying, ain't no running from who I am. And I went to this movie theater with these youngsters, watching the movie. I was biting my tongue, had blood in my mouth, just seeing the political dynamics. That was the movie they choosing, and it was Spider-Man. Now I wish I could just say it's just a movie with the political dynamics, you know, I mean, just the overpresence of, you know, the police, you know what I'm saying, you know. And especially in particular with being fortunate to be on movie sets and seeing the insides of the dynamics of what is stressed on what words are said, what words can be said. And it really reinforces, you know what I'm saying, the political significance of everything, including that of movies. And, you know, and add to that, you have not even actors, you have cartoons. And I tell you this, you'd be surprised with cartoons, with propaganda being pushed on children. You know what I'm saying? Again, everything is political. And with the Spider-Man movie, with one Negro police officer, the father figures, and ironically, with his Father's Day. And these are the father images, you know what I'm saying, the police, in all cases, the white lady, the white police. It's just a movie. And during the movie, I'm tying some things in, too. Sometimes I hate, it's like a burden. Like, you know, Tupac said, me and my big mouth didn't know some of this stuff. A young lady, I'm not going to reference her as a sister, a young lady. The female, she's about... She's a person of color, you know, since you might refer to as black. I was 17, 18 years old. So she had an armed baby with her. And so the baby was crying inside the movie theater. And so she's outside, and she's talking to the baby. She's holding the baby. The baby's crying. And I had to answer a phone call. So I'm on the phone call. I come out. So while she's holding the baby, this is no slight. This is no slight, but it's a sign of the times. I couldn't tell the gender of the baby. No slight. I couldn't tell the gender of the baby. So she's holding the baby, and the baby's crying. And I'm walking, I'm saying, shh, shh. And first, the baby, you could see the response. It was, you know, agitated. Then you could see the baby calming down. And with a cut, this young lady, I got this. It was so cutting that I thought, damn, if I could feel a cut in her tone, I could imagine what the breaking process that this child goes through. You follow what I'm saying? And it hurt. You know what I'm saying? I said, man. And it hurt. And this is reflective of the signs of the times. This is symbolic of what, you know what I'm saying, what's to happen. What, you know what I'm saying? I mean, we're going to be free. The revolution is going to be an overnight process. The general generational damage, the generational damage that is continuously being implemented. It's strategic. It hurts. And then, right before I go to the movie theater, that day, it was a young guy, the mental health issues with this young man. Big, he's about 25 years old, he had tattoos on his face, walking on the southeast side of Chicago. Big dude, by my size. He's walking in brief underwear, and then he takes his underwear, he's walking naked. And you could, and people, it was like normal to people. When he's walking down the street naked, you know, in fact, I went live on that, and I hated to, but, and I tell you, hate to, I mean, because it hurts. But this is reality, you know what I'm saying? Oh, some people are saying it's comical. The type of drugs, the type of chemical, biological warfare that is being pushed on our people cannot be put in words. You dig? It's serious. So leaving the movie theater, so I got these two back to do this all in one day, man. This is all in one day. So I got these youngsters with me. So going through the sundown town of Forest Park, I'm pulled over, ironically, by a Negro police. And what we refer, a lot of times we refer to as a white Hispanic male. A white Hispanic male, you know what I'm saying? Like a lot of times, the people who ain't political, they'll say, what you mean? Because a lot of people say, you know, even different cultures, different nationalities, say, who do they relate to, you know what I'm saying? And so they pulled me over, they were asking, Negroes, he said something, first he didn't say why I was pulled over. He went automatically into, where you coming from? Where you at? I'm on a family trip. Where are you coming from? Where you been today? You know what I'm saying? And you know, this and it's all because a lot of times, you know, we're put on even the psychology. You're put on defensive. You know what I'm saying? Like automatically, I've done something wrong. You know what I'm saying? And you know, there's even certain questions. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that's something that. Like during the quote unquote trial, when I was locked up, the trial, it was never about the case they gave me was allegedly firebombing two Korean owned stores on the south side of Chicago. But during the legal lynching, it was never, the questions were always, aren't you Fred Hampton Jr.? Aren't you the son of Chairman Fred Hampton? Aren't you Chairman Fred Hampton? Didn't you write this? Didn't you, what are your political beliefs? Nothing about the alleged incident I'm charged with. You know what I'm saying? And this is strategic. You know what I'm saying? So it came up. So we went back and forth about the insurance. So I'm having difficulty finding the insurance card. You know, so on and so forth. So finally, before they get into the tickets, they come with the tickets. When he brought the tickets back to me, the proof of insurance is coming through on the phone. But I say, why was I pulled over? And he said, no, the plates were expired. And I said, okay, why were the plates run? This is a rhetorical question. Why were the plates run? He said, no, the plates were expired. I said, no. What alleged, you know, violation do we even run the plates? You know what I'm saying? This is a rhetorical question. So this is, again, the heightened contradiction. So I'm set to go to court June 20th, I believe. So heads up against for those who don't know, you know, Forest Park. And ironically, I harken back to, I tell someone, one of the scenes in the movie Judas and the Black Messiah. And he said, what was true in the movie? What was not true in the movie? That's true with Chairman Fred not driving. That's true. And I said, that's with me. They said Chairman Fred would hate to drive. And ironically, in that particular area, you know, the same area, so it was like deja vu. You know what I'm saying? The harassment that came with it. So that was just the other day. But again, the politics, you know what I'm saying? You know, I wish I could, like, you know, go to civilian life, so on and so forth. But that's just a day in the life right there, y'all. So we live direct on Freedom Hour Radio. We're talking about what happened in Florida with the murder, the sister being murdered. We're talking about the mental health contradictions in our community. We're talking about what's your thoughts, your input in regards to the immigration issues, your thoughts on the race issue in Chicago, where it was, what it is, the history of it, how do you view it, you know what I'm saying? Allocate the resources, what's your thoughts on it, and you know what I'm saying? Is it a reactionary response that people are having? Because I tell you, you can say, when you have about money, people automatically get it. In fact, we say a lot of people become black when it's beneficial, play Panther when it's profitable, and Cubs when it's comfortable. In other words, you'll say, if you talk about reparations, you say, well, that must be some money. money. I'm black. I got, I'm black. Or just money coming, they black, you know what I'm saying? Other than that, before that, I want to talk about race, so on and so forth, Panther Party. It's a movie coming out black. Oh, yeah, my uncle, my daddy black Panther, Yeah, so I'm with that, I know Chairman Fred, blah, blah, blah. So Cubs, I'm with that, so on and so forth. So when the heat is on, the numbers kind of dwindle down. Those are three of the hot topics you're talking about. Y'all feel free to call in. As we say, Cub being with us, 929-477-3785 and press 1. Any callers in Houston, to comrade?
Fremont, Brother
Love
Chairman. Callers in queue. Callers, if you'd like to come to the queue, please press 1. Fremont.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Again, some people service announcements. We'll be trekking down to the Chairman's grave, Haynesville, Louisiana. Whatever support you can, Cash App, $, Save the Hampton House, PayPal, Chairman Fred, Junior Chairman Fred Jr. at gmail.com via PayPal. Hashtag put it out. Save the Hampton House.org. So again, we live and direct on Fremont Radio, y'all. So we get ready for a lot of moves, a lot of things to do. We working on this. We took some youngsters out to the rodeo weekend for last. That was very interesting, too. We want to do like a continuous, at least twice a month, a retreat from the city. A retreat from the city. Getting these youngsters a breather. It's toxic, y'all. And I kind of hurt. I thought about when the police pulled me over the other day. I was trying to look at youngsters, ironically, I just took them from ground zero, 12, 13 years old. I took them over to the site where Chief Fred and Amara Clark was assassinated there. And I was trying to be real careful because sometimes I know I can be hard about this, I'm going to take them to account, but at the same time, you can't soul shoot the struggle, Like I said, we're only children. In Nazi Germany, the business in the gas chamber, they consider child abuse if you don't talk to your children about what happened in the gas chamber. It's considered child abuse. In Nazi Germany, if you talk to some of their children of their respective community, if they don't discuss what happened about Auschwitz and Dachau, the gas chambers, the propaganda, the movie, propaganda minister, Grobel, the tactics they did, if it's not talked about, if it's not acknowledged, I just think it's one of the cash. Right on, respect. I move too slowly to the name. Love, respect. Right on. Appreciation. In Nazi Germany, I'm not talking about doing Hanukkah seeds. I'm not talking about when Schiller's List comes out as a movie. I'm talking about intertwine your conversation. I'm talking about, just everyday rap. About what occurred in Nazi Germany. If terms like never again, don't forgive, if them terms are not even yours for the community, it's considered child abuse. And because in the conversations that our people in our community, a lot of times our youth, they hear about it in a reactionary way. Whether it be, it's like telling your child, I'm not going to talk to my child about sex. I'm not going to have a discussion about that. Oh, they're going to have a discussion. It may not be from you. It may not be on your terms. Oh, I'm not going to talk to my child about drugs. Oh, the discussion is going to happen. And many kids, we don't talk about that in our family. Oh, the discussion is going to happen. It may happen at the morgue. It may happen in, Cook County Jail. It may happen in the visitor room. It may happen when the police pulling your child over. It may happen in Mississippi. With an 11-year-old child, the police shooting him in his chest. It may happen on the 17th Precinct in New York, where the police take a plunge up the rectum of a young brother. It may happen in Cook County Jail with a 17-year-old divorce resident of a cemetery not for use. But it's going to happen. It's inevitable. It's in ever. It's the history of this system. You know, these people on this world, I can't believe this shit. You know, you got to say you believe the dog or fish was in water. This is the modus operandi. Like, if you look at criminals, the law and order shows, we go put the up for different people. Yeah, people live in this neighborhood with this crime occurred. This modus operandi, he is known for this surveillance children. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, let's go see another person. It's a certain profile of a child deals with boys. Oh, no, let's put more energy on this. Because the system, it's the one day. You can't believe what they do to us. Yesterday, you know, so the deal is to be clear, and I'm not saying that in a pessimistic sort of way, but to acknowledge that, and believe me, it can be a drain. It can be a drain, but to acknowledge that, we live and direct on Freedom All Radio on the spirit of making history, taking history, and taping history. A dynamic which colonialism is violent at its core, and with only hope when confronted with greater violence. From France Fanon. Right on. For those, I think it's on your booklet, your book. That's for those who are not familiar. Definitely put that on your recommended reading. France Fanon, Algerian theoretician, was mandatory reading of the Black Panther Party, as well as the Black Panther Party Cubs. White skin, black mask. So you know, so it really talks about the psychology, the impact of colonialism, and that's something that we really, particularly in this era of time, with such discussions about mental health, we really have to have, you know what I'm saying? I mean. We talk about casualties, and a lot of times we can also get 15 people shot, 12 dead, 25 people shot, and you look at the physical dynamics. You hear about it, but the psychological. In fact, Field Marshal George Jackson of the Black Panther Party said that capitalism not only affects the economy, but it affects the psyche of the people. You know what I'm saying? It affects, and there's so many war stories. You know what I'm saying? So many cuts and so much damage. You know what I'm saying? That we have to pick up, and you know, we got to keep moving, and that we carry, and it can be transferred down to generations. You know what I'm saying? Generational damage. Right on. Give me a heads up on the phone, y'all. Okay, we got a jail call online. Yep. Okay, make sure you press 1. It's Conrad, you're going to call in queue. Are y'all there? Am I still here? Just come
with.
Free them off, comrade.
We have a caller in queue, Sister Takia. Free them off.
Right on, free them off.
Assalamu alaikum, my brother.
Walaikum assalam, my brother. You,
yeah.
Man, and free them all,
okay.
All that good stuff.
Okay.
It's good to hear you, my brother. You know, look forward to hearing you on a different type of phone, a different type of connection. But this is due for right now. Make sure we don't fact while I'm talking. Get your get your name and ID number. While we talking, bring us up to speed. We have with you.
Welcome to All Texting.
Your daughter put while we talking. That kid place his ID number and all that. You know, to put that on Facebook for me while we talk to our brother. Man,
okay,
bring me up to speed where we at, my brother.
Yes. This is Tyrone Petty.
Okay, while she doing that, you online, what else? We got people listening. Tyke's gonna place your the reason I'm saying that, I want the ID number in the prison, that we have a campaign entitled One Prisoner, One Contact. Okay, One Prisoner, One Contact. And basically, what that is, we call for people to have, you know, at least one respective prisoner. And they can give us update where they are. They're in isolation, if they're alive. You know, so they keep up with their cases, so on and so forth, the legal status. This is a brother of mine, brother, a lot of people that he's been here. The clemency has been submitted, but we're still pushing for support in regards to this case to get him out. So she's going to give us on Facebook, and when I repeat it, when she says. When she gives, there you go, okay. Also, I need the prison, the particular camp where he's at. Tyrone Petty. So this is on Facebook. So those are somebody on Instagram where they can retype it. That's TYRONEPETTIES. And this is those I tell the Lord. This is the prison number. They attach a number to you. Any mail correspondence, it has to go to the name and the number. So that's Tyrone Petty's. That's N52785. And it's ironic that I just talked about a case in Iowa, which that was his niece, and I was connected to the case in Florida, where the neighbor, white neighbor, had killed his niece, but in this case, the sister. This is his niece, and also a brother, his biological brother, Floyd, my guy. You know what I'm saying? His physical transition not too long ago. But that being said, also, we just came back from Kwawe's funeral last week also, brother. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
yeah.
My brother. Once you get the prison number, what's happening with you, man?
Man, we peaceful, sir, man. With the grace of Allah, I'm glad to hear your voice. I'm glad to hear the people's voice. And, man, it's a struggle, you know, all the time that, we struggling and we fighting to get about this demonstration. I'm in Danville Correctional Center, and you know how it is. They not really doing what they supposed to do, but you know we got to make ends meet as best we can. You know we struggling to go to court soon to get up out this demonstration. I got 26 in, and inshallah, I should be hearing from the judge real soon to break the seal. At the time right now, we just pushing for a deduction of a sentence. You know, at the time, you know, I got the 40 with 100%. I'm trying to get 35 at 75%, so that'll push me out.
A lot of times we hear these numbers, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, but I just want to repeat. When you said he has 26 in, sometimes like that may go over some people's head. You know what I'm saying? In 26 years. 26 years.
Yes.
I was coming to someone the other day. I went to the other day. Oh, reunion from over there for the guy, the Dodge, the 55th and Normal. And somebody would get out and they said, you know, such and such was locked up. I said, yeah. They said, well, he only did 8 months. And we was like, shit. And I said, no, you know what I'm saying? No time should be valued. You know what I'm saying? The impacts, you know what I'm saying, of being locked up. And this 8 months. So I just want to reiterate, the brother, 26 years, so I want to make sure I say that very clearly. And there's a saying that was articulated by Field Marshal George Jackson, there are no guaranteed outdates, you know what I'm saying, to come up out of there. And a lot of times we hear about cases with brothers and sisters that they get out, you know, blood the country, you know, one hand, and rightfully so, we be joyed, like, oh, it's good, they got out, they were exonerated. And sometimes a lot of times people look at the paper chase, or they want to get some money, so on and so forth. The years in your life cannot be replaced. You know what I'm saying? And it's strategic, like even the reproductive years. That people are taking from the streets, and it's an impact. And like I mentioned earlier, we only can look at the physical tolls of an individual. That's subjective. That's subjective. You know, that's subjective. In other words, just say, okay, this person was locked up. But the impact of community, your family, so on and so forth. You know what I'm saying? I know the impact, even with me, you know what I'm saying? I was just discussing yesterday when I was snatched from the streets, you know what I'm saying? Literally, my daughter, 10 or 3 years old, right there with me, you know what I'm saying, when they vamped on me. And, you know, and I think that I remember now as with Ty on the phone, I remember, you know, when he hit the streets before, we was walking down 52nd Street in Taiki. I recall that, you know, we talking, we walking with your daughter, and you know, if we all were to take a total look back at our lives, you know what I'm saying, the brain, like there's certain developmental stages, you know what I'm saying, That impact you, you know what I'm saying? It's like you can miss the boat at certain ages, certain periods of time, and impact other people's lives. You think about the development of who you are as an individual. And so this, again, this is how it impacts our community. This is, and ironically, we have this close up coming up on with Father's Day. You know what I'm saying? So I really want to stress that, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times we look at stuff like it, you know, we in a historic, disconnected way from the impact of the family, the community, so on and so forth. In fact, Winnie Mandela said, when a person is in prison, it's not just the prisoner that does it. Time. You know, she's talking about the whole impact. You know,
absolutely, absolutely.
So on and so forth. That's how we really have to struggle to look at this dynamic, y'all. I'm with you, my brother. We here, man.
Absolutely.
Go ahead, sir.
No, I was going to say it's funny you said it because we were just having a session, a class of a discussion about, you know, how time affects ones and not only you but your family and your loved ones. And, you know, when you in this demonstration, these dismal crypts, you're not only doing time for you, you're doing time for your other family members too, and they have to read what's going on concerning that issue with, you know, you doing that. So, you know, we got to realize that, you know, ones out there on the street, they got to understand not to be doing them type of demonstrations, because if you get locked down, you're going to be not only locked up for you, but you're going to be locked down for a whole lot of your family members also.
Real talk. You know, I was just, there was a scene with some, after Mother's Day, we supposed to went down to Logan with women there in prison at, and I was, we was talking about the whole dynamic of, like, impacting with like women being handcuffed to the country and giving birth, and the impact, you know, how to impact. So, and a lot of times, it's, we don't have the luxury to talk about, you know, psychological impact, you know, how it's, we got to keep moving. We have to go, okay, well, how are we going to get the rent paid? How are we going to, you know, deal with the, you know, saying, bond cuts and such out, you know what I'm saying? How are we going to get this 9 to 5? How are we going to, you know what I'm saying, get this bill paid, so on and so forth? But we have to struggle to intertwine all these discussions, you know what I'm saying? I tell you, there's a difference between the war and the revolution. The war is this aspect of suit up and boot up. But the dynamic of, I mean, again, this had to be constant. The terms we use, again, is the saying, excuse me, this old African saying is, what's good for the family may not be good for the community. What's good for the community is good for the family and the community. And again, it's, I'm reiterating that 26 years, and, you know, just like even on the streets, there's certain brothers and sisters that impacted people, you know, even if it wasn't their biological father or uncle that they heard about, you know what I'm saying, this has such and such deal with this, so on and so, like, legends, you know, and every community needs that. Our community is at a disadvantage, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking the music industry, the movie industry, the streets. It was a different child that grew up under the tenure around the time of Bumpy Johnson, as opposed to Frank Lucas and Nicky Barnes. A different child. There's a different child that heard the music in fact, I call those Lady Rage, some Afro, even some other sisters, you know what I'm saying? Lauren Hill, different sisters, as opposed to, it's a common song out there for those who don't know about this right now, a popular song right now. In fact, one of the most popular songs is a young female, her name is Suka Madison, it's called Eat Us Some Ass. That's the song that is on mainstream, on the Breakfast Club. They have interviews, and this is a discussion about this. There's a different child that's going to be impacted, you know what I'm saying? There's a different child that, you know what I'm saying, certain people in the streets that you've seen, you know what I'm saying, they had certain codes, you know what I'm saying? Bumpy Johnson had a code, you know what I'm saying? And it's a different impact on us, y'all. I want y'all to make sure y'all keep this in contact, y'all. Tyrone Pettis.
Yeah.
Danville, I need that answer for Dan. I need Danville CC also. Tap in when you want to, brother. You know what I'm saying?
Danville Correctional Center, 3820 East Main Street, 61834. That's the zip code.
I need y'all tag team. I need y'all who heard that and knows. Rewrite that and post it up on with the name, everything included. Again, I want to reemphasize the one prisoner, one contact. That's the correspondences. That's, you know what I'm saying? And these names should be common. And let's start, again, I put this up for that. I want to reiterate this. Even when we, like our Facebook post, sometimes we just put up a post sometimes like, oh, I'm feeling bored. You see this movie? Let's start throwing up the one prisoner, one contact. Let's start throwing a one prisoner, one contact. Mumi Abu Jamal, prison ID number, where he's at. One prison, one contact. You know what I'm saying? Your cousin's name. You know what I'm saying? The sister's locked up. You may say, well, I don't want to tie that in because what they got to do, I don't want to, you know what I'm saying, what they got to do with this and that. You can tell. I'm just saying it for the record, too. I'm just saying it for the record. Whatever discussion we have, if you have it, that kid, she's tied in, you know what I'm saying? And that's a position that people need to, you know what I'm saying, I want to struggle with, because I tell people, I said, we can get out of these cases, but we need the people's support. I said, my last name is Hampton. Not Houdini. I can't do no matter. I can go as far as the people, you know, so we can roll. You know what I'm saying? That's my niche. That's the gas in this car. You know what I'm saying? So again, we talk about these campaigns and cases. People say, man, my cousin got shot up. My cousin opened up. We need support. Tie it in. You know what I'm saying? Don't feel like, well, we went to Black History Month come around. Wait till this is politically correct to have a discussion. Again, tie it in, y'all.
Absolutely.
We live in the wreck, y'all.
Absolutely. Okay.
Freedom on radio.
No. Okay, Chairman. I like to give my gratitude to you and the family. And I love y'all. I miss y'all. The sister Latrice. She also aid and assist me in the best way that she can. And we just trying to do what we can to get me up out of here, man, so I can get with the family, with everybody on location, so I can do what I need to do.
Sentiments are reciprocal. Appreciate you, too. We here. You know what I'm saying? Man, keep us posted. We got a lot of people tapping in through various social media. I just see my guy, Mr. Checkpoint, just tapped in. He got a large audience. I need you to make sure you repost this for us. So y'all, again, y'all put our brother's contact out there. Spread the one prison, one contact. Keep us abreast. Again, he's putting in for a reduction of sentence, but again, we're not turning no full clemency down either, whatever you know what I'm saying. So how do they say shoot for the stars? Shoot for the moon, hit the stars, something like that. So we push on this case. So again, tie it in your everyday discussion. If there's a discussion going on about who your latest hip-hop artist is, jump in and tie it in. Throw that ID number in there and say, what's the status on this case? Again, he kind of said it.
You have 1 minute left.
26 in. I mean, 26 years, y'all.
Absolutely.
26 years, y'all.
26 in.
Real talk.
All right, I got to get out of here, Chairman. Give my love to my family, my love to my daughter, Takiya Pettis. She aided me, assisted me in the best way she can. I miss and I love y'all. I'm going to try to get back on this location soon. And, man, y'all just keep y'all head up, man, and keep alive first.
You
Daddy,
well,
I just
want to
say this before you hang up. I can't express this enough how much I need you. I need my father home, and I will not stop until he breaks this seal to get home to me and his grandkids. I'm expressing this. I can't express this enough that I'm all in and I'm willing and I'm going to do anything and everything is possible to make sure he breaks this seal and get home to me and his grandkids.
Inshallah. May Allah bless you. I love you, daughter.
Thank you for using.
I love you, Daddy.
Goodbye.
I love you, Daddy. Thank you so much for accepting the call. He just hung up.
We can make it live and direct. Again, Tyrone Pettis is coming up. Man, we got that show should have been, we're going to play this game for Father's Day again, y'all. Can't make it no more playing that show. We got the last few minutes, y'all. That, somebody was commenting the other day about, a comedian was making a joke about it. He made light. He said, on Mother's Day, everybody be happy. Yeah, Mom was Mother's Day. So he said, it's cracking, but he's cracking. He said, Father's Day, Kathy looking like, man, you know, the balance in the community, you know what I'm saying? The fathers and the mothers, you know what I'm saying? And I want to close out with that. You know what I'm saying? I get some of these stories that people don't know about. I was on Ghetto Boy Reloaded. I said, that man is about to go with Face, point me on Scarface, Ghetto Boy, who needed a kidney transplant. It was came close to death. He's getting like it was real bad. His son was in that picture of him and his son donating his kidney with his father. You know what I'm saying? They both in the hospital. I said, that stands out. And you know, again, and she just said, not just her generation, not just her, but her, you know what I'm saying, his grandchildren, they need him. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of, and it's another thing I'm talking about too. I mean, Toy gonna be online with us next week. It's a case of brother in a carjacking case. And you look at the image, you're like, man, he done this and that. And what she told me, the struggle she went through to grab him from the system as a child, the battle she went through. And I said, how can we have this reactionary assessment, just see the end result, you know what I'm saying, the different dynamics, you know what I'm saying, how they do this with animals. They do this with animals. They talk about, like, you know, like, I'm telling you, like, you know like, they watch the environment they in when they children growing up, the impact, y'all. So again, we have to struggle against subjectivity. What I mean by that is, just don't look for what you see, but the impact. We live and direct. Anytime, anywhere, niece. Now, you keep your head up, too, man. Keep your head up, eyes over the fist clench, man. Hey, y'all, we think that's going to close. We're going to close out. Call us in queue for those who we missed. Make sure y'all be on deck with us again. We live and direct. We be here, you know what I'm saying? I think we headed down to see the chairman, y'all. Man, Father's Day every day. Mother's Day every day. Children's Day every day. Our People's Day every day, y'all. Keep y'all heads up, eyes on the fist clench, y'all. What's the call? Free of Moss. Comrades, give us something to take us out with.
Heads up, eyes open, the fist clenched. You see, the deal is this here. Now, although they did my daddy in one of the most direct graphic type of ways, the reality is that this system snatches or attempts to snatch all of our daddies in some sort of a way. And though the peers came in blasting, rat-a-tat-tatting through the front and back doors in 1969 at 4:30 a.m. on December the 4th, in which, in the aftermath, not only that left my daddy, 21-year-old Chairman Fred, but 22-year-old Defense Captain Mark Clark as corpses. You see, they set the stage and laid the ground to, in whatever way, lay all of our daddies and all of us in general under the ground. Whether it be to string them up, lock them up, have them strung out, shoot them up, paying them up or parking them out, or straight up point blank, putting them 6 feet under the ground. And with that being said, this is from the young Chairman Fred to that of the Chairman Fred, as well as to all the daddies, fathers, and papas, those who are in prison, as well as those who, in which was out of their control, just came up missing, as well as the forgotten. Dear Daddy, this is for you, man. Let the record reflect. When your son will nothing but love and revolutionary respect. With you, no commercials for Gatorade juice. No Armani suits, no nothing of the likes. For our son, the son to be a freedom fighter like Chairman Fred, as opposed to wanting to be like Mike. Although you weren't here, you was always here for me. And I learned lessons from your legend of what a man was supposed to be. When they play with my mail and I couldn't get you no phone, doing those hunger strikes and cold nights, I was never alone. Like you, they say when I talk real fast and I move my hand. We love the people, oh. But we'll get up with that ass. On the streets, I always in the ear when they spoke on Chairman Fred. And in prison, I paid attention to what the old timer said. When they spoke on you, I seen that gleam in their eye. With just the mere mention of your name, I seen demoralized get high. No narcotics needed, in fact, high the people that you always said. As a kid, I came up looking forward to sideburns, fur hats, and a nappy head. From colleges to the communities, from the parlors to pool rooms, from the real Rainbow Coalition to a principal gang troops. In this struggle, you said you would pay the ultimate price. You anticipated prison and dedicated your life. Whatever the state sounded your name, mama told me the truth. And that young lady, your great-grandbaby, she sends you a love. Well, she's a descendant of a diehard and a blessing from above. Now, quiet minds want to know, how does it feel to be sighed by you? Being loved by the people and sweated by the you-know-who. If I could choose to do it all over again, I would choose to be your son. And by the way, that lady that you chose, that daddy, that was the one. Called the Chairman Free on Father's Day, semicolon, Dear Daddy. Now, y'all youngsters out there with us, so we really catch y'all in the pod, we cut the pod at the club. And this is really going to contrast with all, again, the imagery that places like, you know, Chirac and other, you know, other communities, there's a lot of propaganda spread about our people. As I said before, and I say it again, though the state, this system, they took out my daddy in a graphic type of way, point blank, you know, so we've seen, you know what I'm saying, when the police have 99 rounds in the house. This system attempts or does take all our fathers from us one way or another by shooting them down, stringing them out, locking them up, you name it. We want to show you some images, so it's rough out here. We rougher, the people rougher, you know, I'm saying rough in a way that we gonna survive, you know, so we got community too, which is just a struggle. We struggle with every day to battle for our manhood, our womanhood, our childhood, basically our humanity. This is the piece that we want to get, you know, brothers from all walks of life to be in this footage. You know, so we will be coming to a hood near you. So again, so inbox us, you know, tag us on a question on Facebook where we gonna be at. So we'll be shooting some footage here on Father's Day. So we'll screen our brothers, you know, saying Father's Day, they're gonna be in the video. So show that we damaged, but we not destroyed. Again, we damaged, but we not destroyed. You know what I'm saying? And there are some images out there. And there's brothers out there that's, you know what I'm saying, that's taking in, you know what I'm saying, these youngsters. That's not even necessarily biological fathers to these youngsters. But this is a video, you know, we're calling all the brothers, make sure y'all be on deck for this day. We're gonna be going through the hoods, you know what I'm saying, just the basic everyday brothers, the people, you know what I'm saying, to continue this image that we've been given. Heads up, eyes on the fist clinch, y'all, again. Right on. Right on.